Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make room for you. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget, babe. The name is Charlie.
the show, guys, and thank you guys for tuning in. You're listening to the new 2012 Internet Radio Show. Now, I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the 2012-1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Thank you guys for listening to the show, those that are listening via Internet and those that are listening via cell phone. Thank you guys for listening. Today is Monday, and I know you guys are good now to be home from work if you had to work today. I know a lot of people have taken the day off and not tomorrow off, and then they're going to be off Wednesday. Maybe some of you guys are taking the whole week off, like me. I got the whole week off. I got family coming to town, supposedly, and but we'll see what happens. Got a lot of invites to the 4th of July, things like that, and I hope you guys are planning on having a great 4th and a safe 4th and all kinds of stuff like that. Don't drink too much. If you do, hope you're at home, or if you're not at home, hope you have a designated driver, because they will be out there, and they meaning the blue lights. So be careful. They've been out there all weekend. They're going to be out there the next few days and the 4th of July as well. So you guys be careful, okay? And, again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Now, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, I promote the show on Twitter and Facebook, so if you guys have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. There you'll find show notes, daily show notes, before the show starts and things like that, and you can send me a tweet on Twitter if you wish or what have you, but you can follow the show on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. Now, you can also follow the show on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, if you have a Facebook account, go to the top of the page and type in the search box, type in 1982 Astros Alumni, and the show page should come up there. And you guys can get daily show notes through Facebook as well. Okay, that way you won't miss a show if you don't want to. Okay, now you can also follow me on Facebook personally. If you type in my name, Franklin Williams, you can type in Franklin Williams in the search box, and I should come up there. My Facebook page should come up there, and you can click on me and send me a friend request, and I'll confirm you as a friend as soon as I get it. All right? You can send me notes and say hello or what have you at any time. Give me an idea about a show you may want to hear or someone you may want to hear on the show, and I'll try to grant your wishes. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. Now, our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call Certified Public Accountant Laura Freeman Williams. Now, you can call her at 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. For any tax or accounting needs that you may have for your personal or your business, please give her a call, okay? 770-732-0244. Now, guys, our show today is about the – well, before I get into the show, there are some breaking news that I just heard across the wire that the Atlanta Hawks – have traded Joe Johnson to the Brooklyn Nets. I know they used to be the New Jersey Nets, and they moved to Brooklyn. So now they're the Brooklyn Nets. Sounds weird, but the Brooklyn Nets, that's who Joe Johnson will be playing for next year instead of here in the city in Atlanta. So we've traded Joe Johnson to the Brooklyn Nets for about five different players, and now get this, we also have the 2013. That's next year's. We have one of the seven chances in the lottery pick to see who gets the number one player next year. So that'll be interesting to, if we're in the lottery for the number one pick next year, 2013. We got that from the Nets. Actually, they had that from the Houston Rockets. So they gave us five players, I believe, and the 2013 lottery pick for the number one player next year. Now, the significance of that is that, now check this out. So we got rid of the huge contract for Joe Johnson, $120 million, and we got five players for him. A couple of them you probably recognize, but a couple of them you don't. At the same time, we do have a chance on next year, one out of seven chances to be number one in the lottery for a number one player out of college. So that's pretty exciting, I think. And I do believe that unless more trades are made with the Hawks, that they may not make the playoffs next year or this coming season. Because of that trade, and because the guys that they got in return with Joe Johnson was not, you know, like I say, not somebody that you guys, unless you follow basketball, you probably wouldn't recognize a couple of these, most of these names. But anyway, that's the breaking news. The Hawks have traded Joe Johnson to the Brooklyn Nets. All right. So, tonight's show is entitled The Boring BET Award Show. Now the BET Award Show that we, and if you want to call in and talk about it, number is 818-301-5834. Now, we watched the award show last night. It wasn't real funny, wasn't real sad. It was pretty calm. You didn't get a whole lot of drama. The acts that they had on, I believe they had too many acts for the show, for the time limit of the show. They had too many acts. So that made it where some of the acts seemed to go on a lot longer than they should have, or they went on a lot longer than people were expecting. I know a lot of people were looking forward to seeing Chris Brown, and he went through maybe 3 minutes of, you know, it's like playing one of his singles. And you hear it for three and a half minutes, and bam, they're off. And that's the way it was. Where some people, like, what's the big boy name? Rick Ross. He and his crew, the Maybach crew or whatever they call them, they stayed on about 10 or 12 minutes. So, you know, and then other people that I wanted to hear more, or Chaka Khan. And she was on about maybe 2 minutes. She didn't sing very long at all. She didn't make much of an appearance at all. But she looked damn good. That's one thing about her. She looked good. Chaka Khan looks good. And she's at all these award shows, and there are a lot of people at these BET award shows that you don't see. A lot of people behind stage that aren't a part of the show that you don't see. I know when I did the BET Awards show here in Atlanta, when I was a part of the production crew that that put on the show, and we did the show. I was backstage, but I saw all kinds of stars. I mean, you even see people that come in and just sit in the audience. The stars that come in and sit in the audience that you don't see on the red carpet and that you don't see on TV. I mean, it's just abundance of them, and they're packed in there. You know, it's just a lot of them. And then behind the stage, you've got these big little, I don't know what you call them. You know, what do you call when you go to these, what do you call it when you go to these big, you know, the World Congress Center, when they have these little booths. They like booths. Have all these little booths set up in the back, and then they've got the entertainer's name hanging from the top of the booth, so they'll know where their booth is. And they got all these booths around with white curtains, and they have the curtains drawn. So and they go inside those booths like a dressing room, and they can go in there and change and all that before they go on stage. And that was pretty neat. And then the green room that we had set up, I know I'm talking about my show, but you know, in the green room that we had set up. Was pretty cool as well. It was a lot bigger than one of the little smaller rooms where the entertainers were. It was a lot bigger than that. And then we had a mound of food, mounds and mounds of food and drinks and juices and waters and all that kind of stuff back there that where when the stars came in, they could go into the green room and hang out, drink and eat and whatever, and then going about their business. But I got a chance to see so many stars. One in particular that I can tell you about was Bootsy Collins. I got a chance to meet Bootsy Collins. I know a lot of you kids out there, you younger people, younger than I am, don't know who Bootsy Collins is. But Bootsy is actually related to Snoop Dogg. But Bootsy was a member of the Parliament Funkadelic. Back in the day when they were running strong, and then he left the group and went on his own and did a lot. But Bootsy was he and his wife, they were dressed to the hilt. I mean, they had on all the glitter and glamour, and he had on his big old tall hat, and of course he had on his funky shades. He used to be known for wearing all kind of funky looking shades. I know Elton John. No, you know, guys know who Elton John is, but Elton John used to wear these funky shades all the time. He was the master of the funky shades, you know. Had some of the shades had stars, and then they had some had the big wide circles, and some were just little bitty rectangles just to cover his eyes. And I mean, these guys had to have a mountain of glasses at home. But anyway, so we had a great show, I think, when I was part of the BET Awards show. We had a great show. I got a chance to meet a lot of people. Tommy Davidson, what's the tall girl named Carrie Hilson. I got to meet Boyz II Men, Taraji P. Henson. What's the other guy? Robin Thicke. And I got up close and personal with Uncle Charlie Wilson. So I got a chance to meet a lot of people, and then the lady that's the CEO of BET, I got a chance to meet her as well, and she's actually a very nice person. You know, a lot of people don't like her because I think they don't know her, but she's actually a very nice person, at least for the time that I spent with her. I think she's a very nice person. But the award show last night was pretty whack. I don't know what else to say, but the show last night was pretty whack.
I didn't like it. I don't know. I hadn't seen a whole lot of different stuff today as far as people come, you know, talking about the show, and I didn't listen to the some of the talk shows this morning on the radio or anything to hear about them. So I don't know what other people are saying about them, but it was a pretty boring show. One thing though, Samuel Jackson, I think he did a decent job as the host, but I believe that he could have done a little better. I think if they let these guys kind of wing it more instead of reading off a teleprompter or something, I think that they'll do better. You know, and it was even one time when he said, "I didn't write that," you know. So he's going to let you know right off that he didn't write that, and that he's, you know, he reading from a teleprompter. So that's, you know, I think that's, you know, a big part of it is to allow these guys to do their own thing, kind of wing it, kind of go off the top of their heads, because they're professionals at that kind of stuff, you know. So they can wing it. They stuff, you know, when stuff comes up in their mind, it comes out. And I think Samuel Jackson would have done a lot better job if they had kind of cut the strings and let him handle it the way he think it should be as far as talking and stuff like this. It's like, you know, they brought Kevin Hart on the stage for a little while. And I think people like the Kevin Hart thing because I know the younger generation and all is, you know, that's where they pushing to. You know, they know who Kevin Hart is and all this. I'm sure they probably know who Samuel Jackson is as well. But, you know, when Kevin Hart did the award show, I think last year or year before last or something like that, I mean, he was just going crazy. I mean, he was just doing his own thing. And they turned him loose. I mean, he got on people in the audience. He talked about different people in the audience and things like that. That gave the show, a little drama, you know. And what I call drama is a little tension. You know, when you put a little tension in these shows, a little drama in these shows, people get more interested in the show and they won't change the channel. And which we found ourselves last night switching back and forth between shows, between a lot of different stuff last night, because the show got to be a real drag, you know, towards the end of the show. And then they promote Chris Brown like this, like that. And then for him to get, you know, 2.5-3 minutes on the show, that was, you know, that's what cut a lot of, you know, cut a lot of people out right there. And they put him at the end of the show, and I understand that because they want people to watch the whole show. You never know when he's going to come out. So I understand that part. But at least if he's going to be your headliner on the show, give him some time. Let him do his thing. That's what people look for. Or if it was me, I'd bring him out in the beginning of the show, let him do his thing, and then he say, "BET, I'm arrested up. I'll be back later." Go back, and then you'll know that he's coming back on the stage, so you'll continue, you know, to watch the show. But you know, a lot of these guys, and I don't knock these rappers because they doing this and they making money at it. So you know, looks like, and so hey, you know, I don't knock people for that. That's their hustle, and that's. That's fine, but a lot of these guys, a lot of these rap guys, like Rick Ross and his folks, you know, they wear their pants hanging all down, you know, where you can see the, you know, their draws or the underwear, so to speak, and that's just not my thing. That kind of irks me to see grown men with their pants hanging down below their butts, and it's especially the old guys that are out of shape. You know, you get people that are so out of shape, and then they had their pants hanging below their butts, and then the stomachs hanging over their belts in the front. I mean, that's not a real good sight to see. And he's one, he didn't do it last night, but he likes to take his shirt off at his concerts. But he didn't do it last night, thank God. But and then, you know, these rap guys, they just can't seem to get their words straight. You know, you don't even know what they're saying half the time. At least I don't. I know some of the young kids know some words here and there, but most of the time you don't even know what they're saying. You know, give me the gutter, we ain't got no time to ride it up, you know, who knows what in the world they're saying. So a few words in there you can understand, but they're few and far between. And I don't get it. I just don't like the way they do. You know, I know when we were coming up, one of my favorite rappers was Tupac or even Snoop. These guys, you know, they know how to rap. They could rap fast, and you could understand what they were saying. Especially Tupac. Tupac had messages in every one of his songs, and you could understand what he was saying, and it was so smooth and flowing and quick that you just couldn't stop. And that's why he got to be so big and so popular so fast. And the same thing with Snoop. He can go, but you understand some of the things that Snoop is saying, and some of the meaning behind his raps. But anyway, that's my rant on the BET Awards show. It was just boring, not well written, and not well performed, so to speak. So the way the show was set up was not good. Okay. But again, guys, I got about a minute left in the show. I appreciate you guys listening to the show. And have a great evening. Have a great day at work tomorrow if you're working tomorrow. And we will be back tomorrow. And I'll be back in about 23 and a half hours for the show tomorrow. Tomorrow's show is going to be, what are you going to do for the 4th of July? Call into the show, 818-301-5834, tomorrow. Let me know exactly what you're going to do for the 4th of July, okay? Now, I love you guys, and take care of yourselves, and be safe, and make sure that you have a great evening. Take care, and I'll be back at you in about 23 and a half hours. Good night.
As life goes on, starting to learn more and more about responsibility, and I realize that everything I do is affecting the people around me. So I wanted to take this time out. As life goes on, starting to learn more and more about responsibility, and I realize that everything I do is affecting the people around me.